You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
From Isaiah chapter 40, verses 1 to 11. Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that her warfare is ended and her iniquity is pardoned, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice cries in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice says, cry, and I said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all its beauty is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades, and when the breath of the Lord blows on it, surely the people are grass. The grass withers and the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever. Go up on a high mountain, O Zion, herald of good news. Lift up your voice with strength, O Jerusalem, herald of good news. Lift it up, fear not. Say to the cities of Judah, behold your God. Behold, the Lord God comes with might, and his arm rules for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his recompense before him. He will tend his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms. He will carry them in his bosom and gently lead those that are with young. What we have here is a beautiful song, a poem, a lyrical message that is meant to catch our imagination and our attention. It's meant to move us and to draw us to the Lord. Part of what we see here is the prophet has an encounter with God. But then we also have another voice, or maybe two other voices, because twice in the passage it says, a voice says, and then we see a response from presumably Isaiah. Maybe it's our response. So who is that voice? Who are those other voices? Is this simply the voices of the triune God speaking to us? One of the things that this passage reminds me of are the arias in Handel's Messiah, written in the 18th century, that weaves these different voices together, the alto, the soprano, and the tenor. And they cause us to consider what it means that every valley shall be lifted up and mountains will be made low. And so these voices, they cry out three different things. That the glory of the Lord will be seen, and that every valley will be brought up, every mountain will be made low. God's glory shall be made visible, and all flesh shall see it. The second thing that these voices tell us is man is like grass. He is very fragile. His glory is fading, unlike God's glory. It passes away like grass. It flowers, it's beautiful, and then it moves on. And it doesn't last for very long. But the word of the Lord stands forever. And the third thing this voice tells us is that God will come with strength, that he is a good shepherd. And so this voice tells us, go up to a high mountain and proclaim this, that God is strong, that God is a shepherd, that he will gather his flock, that he will gather the lambs, that he will tenderly carry those who are in his bosom and those who are with young. He watches over those under his care. These are the elements of God's comfort, that his glory will be seen, that our own glory is little compared to his, and that he will come with strength, and that he is our shepherd. How does this threefold cry, this beautiful poem, bring you comfort? And in what ways have you seen the glory of the Lord coming to you in your life recently.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.